Iowa Falls, W228 P. Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley's lost Nevada's GOP primary, with voters overwhelmingly choosing a none of these candidates option. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Her campaign has been telling reporters that she has not invested in the state. She has not campaigned in the state much. I think just one appearance.
The Haley campaign calls it a game rigged for Donald Trump, whose name will appear in tomorrow's caucuses. House Republicans fail in a bid to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary over the immigration crisis. CBS's Scott McFarland.
This is, to put it gently, an embarrassment for House Republican leaders.
The rain is tapering off in California, but not soon enough to avert major disaster. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley reports
475 mudslides, 390 fallen trees, multiple successful water rescues, an increased volume in our traffic collisions.
At least 9 people were killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man who pepper-sprayed police during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is sentenced to 3 years in prison. Federal authorities say Riley Casper of Pulaski was part of a group that broke through a gate and chased police officers down. On social media, he posted that pepper-spraying them was, quote, satisfying. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses, who says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Legislature is considering legislation to increase safety around retention ponds in the state. The legislation would require fencing and signage around retention ponds and works with the Department of Natural Resources to design the ponds with shallow ledges and vegetation. The move comes in the wake of two brothers falling through the ice in a retention pond outside of their home in Sun Prairie and dying. Lawmakers hope the changes will prevent that tragedy from ever happening again. A Grantsburg man was killed following a structure fire in Burnett County. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, crews responded to reports of the structure fire on Larson Road in the town of Grantsburg at around 5 a.m. on Saturday. Fire crews arrived to find the home fully engulfed in flames and later found the body of Mac, who was deceased at the scene. Crews were able to extinguish the fire and nobody else was reported injured. The cause of the fire has not been released, but the incident is under investigation. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something. But sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on
in. Oh, you're the comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas-Utah have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy, but it's also going to be mild today. High of 54 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered rain, our low 43. Tomorrow, scattered showers. Even isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid, right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Inkley Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the guy on the other end of the phone who takes all the phone calls and who kind of helps keep this show on the road is none other than Calvin. Calvin, what's your last name? I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's a Butenhoff.
Butenhoff.
Yep, that is right.
Yeah, Butenhoff. And so it's always great to have, you know, Calvin. Calvin, I think we've kind of been together close to a year now.
Either just under or just over.
Yeah, and man, and you've grown tremendously, and I'm just thankful that we have you on board, man, and you know, I couldn't do this show without you. I don't say it enough, but I'm going to get more into a habit of saying it because I think you and I, out of all of the radio shows at Civic Media, you and I probably have the largest age differential than almost anybody.
Yeah. I think that's probably right.
Yeah, and man, I just am thankful, and I know that you and I and our bond is only going to get stronger. So it's always good to have you around, man.
Yeah, I love working with you, Earl. I'm happy to be here and looking for many, many more shows and weeks and months and years to come.
Hey, man, like, thank you. But, I got a lot to talk about this morning, but before we do anything, in a couple of days now, Ron Johnson, the United States Senator, is going to be in this studio, and we're going to have him here for an hour. He's going to be here from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the 9th. Excuse me. And so I gave this information out the last few days. If you have questions that you want to ask of the senator, you should go to civic.audio/Earl. So, and if you have already done that, we want you to redo that because we had a snafu with that site. And so we'll ask you to do that again and do it now, so we can make sure that we can get your question in. You can also call on the phone lines at 844-967-2789. But, Calvin, I think it's safe to say it'll be more difficult to get through the phone lines.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy show, a lot to talk about with the senator, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people lining up to ask him questions.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot easier to get your question through if you go to civic.audio /Earl. And we'll be able to get those questions asked of the senator. But, we got a lot of stuff lined up this morning. We're going to talk about, the first portion of the show, life after caregiving. And we'll talk about Joe Biden's support of Israel and how it may, cause some major problems in his reelection. The other thing is, in the 9 o'clock hour, as always, we'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll also talk some about, Trump losing out on what he thought he was going to get, an opportunity at immunity for all of the different things that he has done and plans to do. And those things have not come to fruition. We're also going to talk about a Nebraska lawmaker's fight to get federal funds for summer food programs. It makes little sense to me. You've thrown out federal dollars that they were going to receive to support poor people who are hungry during the summer. And once you turn down the government's money, which is absolute insanity, I just don't understand, the thought processes of so many people. But anyway, we'll get into that. We're also going to talk about, Jennifer Crimbley, Calvin. This is the mother who was charged with manslaughter for her and her husband giving her son a gun. And he's crying out to them and saying, hey, I've got some mental health issues. I need some help. And their response was to give him a gun, and so he shot and killed some people. And so she was convicted of manslaughter. We'll talk about World Health Organization, Calvin. It's warning of a 77% increase in cancer by 2050. And you got to ask the questions, man. Why is there going to be the 77% increase in Americans contracting cancer? If they can already project that, then what that tells me is they know the things that are causing cancer. And why don't they address those things? So we're going to touch base on all of those things. But before we go any further, our phone line's open as always at 844-967-2789. I'm a caregiver. My wife and I are caregivers, and we've been caregivers to a young man who was born with half a brain, who requires 24-hour care. He's a young man who, at the time we became treatment foster parents and decided to change our lives forever, and brought this young man into our lives. I don't have to tell you, it changed our lives forever. I don't think we even gave it any thought about the impact of what that change would mean. What we did was saw a young man or a young boy who deserved an opportunity at life, which I think all children do and all people do. And so we had no choice. Well, we had a choice, but we chose to save this young boy's life. He's now a 22, soon to be 23-year-old man who requires 24-hour care 7 days a week, as he did when we first took him in 2 years ago. But family caregiving is something that many of you in this audience have probably had to deal with yourself in some way, shape, or form. I remember when my mom, the evil consequences of time and dementia overcame my mother. And so I'm from a family of 12 siblings. And while my mother was going through this horrific thing called dementia, my family decided that they wanted to keep her home. And it was a difficult thing. One of my brothers, my youngest brother, is a registered nurse. And so he could do those things that were required when you decide to take on caregiving. It's more than a notion. It's bathing. Knowing how to take a person in the latter years of their lives and make sure that they stay clean and fed and medicated. And I know that there are people who do these things and they don't do them because they, you know, want credit. But they do these things because there are things that their loved ones and dignity and all of those things that come along with it. But I remember, like yesterday, I couldn't bathe my mother as she was entering into the latter years of her life. I couldn't do that. There are a lot of things that I'm capable of doing. One of them that I was not capable of doing was to see my mother undressed and to bathe her. My younger brother had the wherewithal to take on that burden and that responsibility because he was a nurse, and it became overwhelming at times. Because, and I remember the consternation and the struggle sometimes that we had because he felt like he was kind of left to do this on his own. But caregiving is not an easy undertaking. It is a labor of love. It is a sacrificing of oneself for a greater good to make sure that your loved one in the final years of their lives have some dignity, because we know they don't get that in nursing homes. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You don't know the toll that caregiving takes on you because you're in the moment. And so your focus is on, you put your life on hold. Your dreams are deferred. Your life is forever altered at that point in time. And I know that there are people in this audience who've done that and probably have made the decision to not go back there and think about those times because it requires a lot of you. But so, 844-967-2789, I'm going to continue this discussion. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Tell me what's going on.
The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about, you know, caregiving. And either you've had to, at some point in time, to become a caregiver, or at some point in time, you will become a caregiver. Such is what life entails. Now, I was talking about before the break about a decision that my wife and I made, 21 years ago this year, to take in a disabled child. The difference between the caregiving that my wife and I have done and are doing is that our caregiving won't end. In most instances, if you're, a caregiver to your parents or your sibling, as they have entered into the last segments of their lives, it's shorter term because, when people enter into those kinds of periods, it's not for an extended period of time. It's short term. But my wife and I entered into a, for the rest of our lives, caregiver situation. And, there isn't going to be a respite for us. We made the decision that we were going to alter our lives for the rest of our lives. And I'll tell you, does it get easier? No, it doesn't get any easier. But when you make the decision to become a caregiver, I would say to you that you need to give it serious thought, and it's not child's play. And a lot of times we do it based on the fact that, again, it's our loved one, and we want to do the right thing. There's going to be a point in time if life works out properly, that I'm going to need a caregiver. That my wife is going to need a caregiver. Maybe I'll become the caregiver of my wife. Maybe she'll become the caregiver of me. And so all of us, this is a conversation that is real and is warranted. And I talk about a myriad of things, a plethora of things on a daily basis. But I don't think there's any more important than that conversation about caregiving. And I think what I'm going to do, as a matter of fact, I know what I'm going to do, is make sure that I bring in people who can talk to us and walk us through the importance of that role, because it's a very, very important role. Let's go to my good friend, Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl, and thanks for your special focus on this subject. You know, yesterday you were talking about ARP, and ARP has actually stepped up to acknowledge the growing need for supporting caregivers, and it's growing. It's not getting to be less. So that is one really positive thing about ARP. I've been a caregiver for a child with a psychiatric diagnosis for the last 39 years, and it's a special path in life. I've come to that conclusion. And I've got a friend who is a significant caregiver for a spouse with dementia, Alzheimer's, and she expressed her belief that it's a special gift in life for us when we have oversight of somebody else's life. So kudos to you, Earl. You know, I had the honor of you know, meeting your special man there, and he is so fortunate for your and your wife's care.
You know, Mary, you know, Mary, I likewise had an opportunity to meet the special person in your life and that commitment for 39 years. I mean, I think people don't really understand. And this conversation that we're having may frighten people. But, you know, Mary, it's a conversation that's necessary. And it is a natural course that as we age, that someone has to be responsible for us. We can no longer be responsible for ourselves. Is that right?
Yes. And, you know, Civic Media has, focused on this too, with Kristen and, I'm sorry, Liza. And I'm really grateful for her, you know, stepping up there to support we caregivers. Thank you for this focus, Earl. Good day to you.
Hey, Mary, thank you as always. 844-967-2789 is the number. I just want to say this because I'm going to, you know, add this to my soapbox. And we're going to talk about it again and again and again because it is necessary. It is warranted. And I don't think there's any conversation that we have that is as important as that one. But, you know, you tuned into the Earl Ingram Show again. If you want to weigh in with a question to United States Senator Ron Johnson this coming Friday, go to civic.audio/Earl. And I'm going to be talking about the mother, Jennifer Crumley, who was charged with, you know, manslaughter.
Beware of the pat on the back. It just might hold you back. Jealousy.
Jealousy.
Misery.
Misery.
Envy.
Envy.
I tell you, you can't see behind smiling faces. Smiling faces sometimes.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. That was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Wilfert says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls Police Department will soon have a new chief after Lieutenant Ryan Douglas officially accepted the position on Tuesday. Douglas has 25 years of experience in law enforcement and has been with the Chippewa Falls Police Department since 2002. He served as a sergeant in Chippewa Falls beginning in 2013 and lieutenant in 2022. He'll take over for outgoing Chief Matt Kelm, who announced his resignation in November. Douglas is scheduled to be officially sworn in on February 14th. Another Eau Claire employer has announced massive layoffs in its future. Hutchinson Technology has announced it will be laying off 90 of its 121 employees beginning on April 5th. It's the third round of layoffs the company has gone through over the last year, with 237 layoffs in May of 2023 and another 50 layoffs the following June. The news comes in the wake of HSHS and Provia announcing the expected closures of their Chippewa Valley facilities, leaving over 1,400 people out of a job. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm Pete with a 60-second Showbiz Beat. Super Bowl week is one big party, and it seems like every year there is a high-profile DWI. This year is no different. Patrick Mahomes' father, Patrick Mahomes Sr., was arrested for DWI over the weekend in Texas. Mahomes Sr. was also cited for driving under the influence in 2018 and 2019 and actually served 40 days in jail. In 2021, Britt Reid, son of Chiefs coach Andy Reid, was driving drunk and severely injured a 5-year-old girl after hitting her family's car. Reid was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Speaking of the Super Bowl, FanDuel is re-editing a Super Bowl commercial that featured Carl Weathers, who recently passed away. The spot featured Weathers, a former NFL player turned actor, as an Apollo Creed-type character who coaches Rob Gronkowski. FanDuel says they are doing it out of respect for the family. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy, but it's also going to be mild today. High of 54 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered rain, our low 43. Tomorrow, scattered showers. Even isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
Bye.
I guess at some point in time, I'm supposed to interrupt this before we get to the bridge. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man? Al, did we wake you up? Al, are you awoke? All right. We'll catch Al on the other side. Let me, you know, if you aren't, oh, maybe you got to remember this. A young man in Oxford High School who killed four of his classmates in Michigan, November 30th, 2021, and he injured six more students and a teacher. His mother and father knew that this young man was psychologically having some real issues. He did everything he could to make them aware of where his mind was mentally. And they ignored it. And so she is the first person, his mother, Jennifer Crumbly, who was found guilty for her son's school shooting. And she faces manslaughter charges and up to 15 years in prison. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Your thoughts, Calvin, what do you think, man? Do you think that this mom who clearly is facing some psychological issues of her own, knowing that her son has, you know, taken the life of four or five other people, and she's got to live with that the rest of her life, what do you think of she should be charged with? What do you think the outcome should be?
Well, you could probably argue that knowing she allowed this to happen is punishment enough, but I would say she's guilty of I would say, what could be described as manslaughter, in the sense that this seemed like a logical outcome from what she was hearing from her son and what she was seeing from her son. So, yeah, I think she should be held responsible.
Yeah, I mean, you clearly stated could have been prevented, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when the son draws these pictures and says to you, and I know this, I'm a parent, and if any of my sons, my three sons, had have written something to me, well, number one, I would have recognized that there were some things going on in my child's life, which you are responsible for as a parent. You should, that's part of being a parent. You should be cognizant of the changes that are going on in the life of the child that you brought into this world. And so if her and her husband ignored that without the son sending messages, written messages, that he was having these problems and these issues, and they ignored all of those things, then turned around and bought him a gun, that's enabling. And so whatever he did, they are responsible for that, partially. And so, you know, maybe there's some people out in the audience, 844-967-2789, who may disagree with that. But I clearly don't disagree with that. She clearly, you know, was responsible, and her husband, for, number one, ignoring the fact that this young man told them that he had these psychological issues and these demons as a young man that he was fighting. And number two, that they compounded that by buying the young man a gun and then taking him to the gun range, you know. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And I'm pretty sure there's some people in the audience who may, you know, feel for Jennifer Crumbly. But I would say before you cry crocodile tears for Jennifer Crumbly, they should be held aside for Madison Baldwin, Justin Schilling, Tate Myrie, and Hannah St. Julian, who all lost their lives to what this young boy who took their lives. Go to the phone lines, and Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I totally agree with you. A parent should keep tabs on their children, and even when they're young adults, what their state of mind is, and if there's a problem, they should contact someone to address those problems. But I don't think people in the state of Wisconsin are truly aware of the laws that are on the books. They used the law on the books from 1848 to do away with Roe versus Wade. But do the parents actually, Wisconsin, know that you are responsible for your child up to 15 years of age? So if they do anything, you actually, if it becomes heinous, like say if your kid went and hit a child and broke their arm, that actually is an aggravated battery. And the parents in the state of Wisconsin actually could go and should go to jail for that crime. And there's a law in the books. And the only reason why I know this is because I had trouble with my daughter, who is very, very kind-hearted kid who never did anything. She's very quiet. And there was a young girl who just continually beat on her. And my daughter never told me. Actually, a friend of hers came up to me and would beat her up on the playground. And the teacher said, that gave me this information. So when I went to the principal, I told him that if you don't stop this, I'm going to press charges. And I have this ability to do that. And I did look it up on the books. So in the state of Wisconsin, if this should happen, the parents actually will automatically go to jail along with the child.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for those thoughts. You know, I live in Central City, Milwaukee, and so there are young people who are doing some heinous things. 15-year-olds taking the lives of other 15-year-olds with guns, you know, sometimes even as young as 14 years old, and there's this war going on. And so I know parents are responsible for their children. And I don't, you know, sometimes I hear people say, and because I'm engaged in my community, I see sometimes that there are mothers who just, the children are at a point where, you know, it's hard to even control them. And, you know, there are a lot of different reasons why. And so they move around in some instances, you know, kind of like a pack of wolves. And so, you know, I know it's hard, you know, rearing children. I will say to you today, it was a lot easier for me to my wife to raise our children back in those 80s and 90s than it is to raise children today. And so a lot more things that, you know, can take a child's mind down a different path and ensure peer pressure, which existed when all of us were young. Calvin, was there any peer pressure in your life when you were coming up?
Yeah, I would say so. It's, I don't know. I think I surrounded myself with good friends, but I think there's definitely people that went to school, I went to school with, who felt victim to bad peer pressure.
Yeah. And so, but today, if you don't have that, if you don't have a mechanism, if you don't have, you know, a community or something that can reel you in, it's so unfortunate. Let's go to Al. Let's squeeze Al in. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Well, Earl, I like the young lady that just called, too. What she said is absolutely true. The problem we have is lack of enforcement. You know, years ago, they used to have truant officers.
Right.
They used to have places for children who were skipping school or doing whatever, taken out of the classroom and out of the school so that they could contact the parents. And the parents got tickets and they got penalties for their children's behavior. We don't have an enforcement of the rules that are already on the books. That is one of the biggest problems we face. And the other part of it is people having unwanted children for other reasons, and everybody wants to have a baby, but nobody wants to raise it. And that's why the work I do, working with fathers, is so important, because it's always hindsight that brings them back to the children. But by that time, a lot of stuff is done and everybody's in trouble.
You know, Al, your thoughts on this mother and whether or not she should have been charged. You know, and especially from your perspective, I know what you do and what you've done. You certainly have dedicated your life to bringing fathers in contact with their families and getting them to understand the role that they play in their child's life, whether they're there or not. But from that perspective, your perspective, highly educated perspective on this, what's your thoughts on this mother?
No, the mother and the father.
Hang on. So 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to continue this discussion.
Is 93.5 The Tap.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils.
You're listening
with Dr.
to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Nassau's gone funky.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Having a conversation about Jennifer Crumbly, who was the mother of the young man who killed, you know, four students a couple of years ago. And she was charged with, you know, manslaughter. You know, buying the young man a gun. And so Al Holmes, who is the founder of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, is on the line. Al, maybe that's the wrong title. What are you the founder of?
We started off as the Milwaukee Fatherhood Collaborative, and we changed the name to My Father's House Incorporated.
Yeah. Okay.
But, we do all kinds of work with non-custodial parents, trying to keep them involved in their children's lives. But the issue about this charge, my question is, why wasn't the father equally charged and convicted? Because they did this together.
Right.
And they are raising a child in the home, which just like you are and I did with my five, the point is, you know the child's behavior. You know when it's not correct. You know that you're supposed to reach out and get help for that child. And many times you have to isolate them from because they have antisocial behaviors. And they did none of that. And then they went out and bought a dangerous weapon. Now, I'm a military person, and we highly trained in use of weapons. I was a police officer. The point is, you don't take an unstable child and purchase a weapon of that magnitude and teach them how to use it. You took them to the range to teach them how to use the weapon, and then you're not supervising it in your home. You got it at where they have access to it and the ammunition, and the child takes this to school and then decides he's going to eliminate several children that he's in disagreement with for whatever reason, they have to be held fully responsible because they knew and they did nothing to stop it. That's just my opinion.
Hey, Al, that's what we do here is opinions. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I agree with your last caller. She knew, and her husband knew, that the boy had mental problems. And then she goes out and buys him a gun, takes him to a range. And instead of the father locking the gun up, let the case on the bed where the boy had access to it. And I blame the school for not forcing the parents to take that child home. When the parents were called in and showed what he had written on a, I think it was a math paper,
right,
about school shooting. You know, the thing about this is she's definitely guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But if you look back on a lot of these school shootings, there were signs that people ignored that maybe this it could have been prevented. If you look back on the shootings and you hear the circumstances before the shooting, a lot of these shootings could have been prevented if somebody would have just said something to the authorities. So that's my thoughts on it, Earl.
Well, Bob, that's kind of what we do here. And, you know, I can't disagree with anything you've said. And the reason that this decision is so important, maybe what it'll do Bob is maybe the next person will think before they do this. And, you know, I know this is, again, people say, well, guns don't kill people, people kill people. But, you know, people with guns kill people. And this young boy, as you stated, even if they were teaching him how to shoot, the real key, which is not against the law, the real key is him being able to have access to it, right? I mean, that's the key.
That's the key. And he should have, first of all, he should have never received that gun, especially when he had pleaded with his parents
right.
for mental health help. And I just want to wish you good luck on Friday with CJ Sr.
Listen, we're not going to need any luck. I'll say this to you and the audience. And what Bob is talking about is the fact that Ron Johnson, the Senator Ron Johnson, will be joining us in studio at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock here at Civic Media's own 540 AM WAUK here in Waukesha. And so we won't need any help, Bob, because we're going to take questions from that the audience has asked. And again, you can go to Civic, CIVIC.audio/Earl. If you have a question or a comment that you would like us to ask of the senator, but we'll also at the same time take phone calls. You got a better chance, to be honest with you, getting your question to us via civic.audio/Earl than you do probably getting through the phone lines at that time. So up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, News, Weather, and Sports.
Talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Florida's Supreme Court has just begun.